I'm talking with Saeed Boumadouha with Amnesty International. He's part of a fact-finding team in Bahrain this week. Saeed, you are investigating, among other things, the reported use of force by the government and other security forces. Can you tell me anything about your findings on that particular aspect?
Well, basically, we have been looking at the cases of deaths of Protestants and also people who've been injured, and the whole issue of policing, and it is clear that in a lot of cases there has been a lot of use of excessive force by the security forces, and some of the deaths, in fact most of the deaths, have been caused by the use of shotguns, and sometimes at a very, very close range. So it's very clear that actually when it comes to policing, I think the security forces have a lot to do, basically. First of all, we are asking for, because there was an investigation that was set up following the an order issued by the King in February, which we have now been told that it's also investigating all the acts of violence which happened in March as well. So there have been a lot of use of force, and sometimes, to be honest with you, sometimes unnecessary use of force. And also we have talked to a lot of people who are outside, who live outside Manama, and there have been quite few incidents there of excessive use of force as well. And not just the shotguns, but also the use of tear gas and also rubber bullets and sound bombs as well.
We see this week there's been a reported crackdown on bloggers, activists, medical personnel.
Yeah. Well, yes, definitely there have been a lot of arrests. We have talked to people who have relatives who have been arrested, and basically they have been arrested and detained by the military, and they are also being investigated by the military prosecution, which is very, very worrying because, as far as we know, these people are civilians. And in fact, few people are being interrogated, and in very few cases, I think six people have now been they are being interrogated, and we hear that the lawyers attended the interrogation a few days ago. Yes, and these people, I think we heard the same thing. There are up to probably 400 people detained, including 11 women. And most of the basically leaders of the protests who were arrested in the Pearl Roundabout. But I think, we have to also basically be careful here, because I think a lot of people, so we have also had meetings with government officials, and they are saying, for example, that these people who have been arrested are, as far as we are concerned, Amnesty, we are saying that the leaders of these protests and the people who have been detained, the leaders, the seven or eight people, are prisoners of conscience, and we are calling for their release. And they are challenging that in a way, and they are saying that they are not prisoners of conscience. They have been calling for an Islamic Republic. But still, if you haven't used violence and you haven't advocated violence, so they should not be there, basically. They should not be detained. And that includes, amongst those arrested, basically, it includes medical doctors and other professions as well. But obviously, for us, what concerns us really is the manner that they have been detained now, and the type of rights they have. It seems that they haven't really had any, they don't have any access to their families. Only six of them have had access to lawyers. And the families don't even know where they are held. Even the lawyers don't know where they are held. So it doesn't really look very promising, the human rights situation, and it's very worrying.
How much longer will your group be there?
We are going to be here until Friday, and we have actually been meeting a lot of people from all walks of life. We are not just talking to one side, we are talking to a lot of sides here. We are talking to the government, we are talking to members of the Shia community, members of the Sunni community, people who, families of detainees, families of people who have been injured or have died. And actually it's so moving and worrying, actually, because the whole society has, when you talk to people, it's so clear that the society has been polarized into Sunni and Shia, and you find that everywhere now, in schools, everywhere, really. And sometimes, like, you think, oh God, this is like a few years ago, it was so wonderful. Like, you know, there are people who are like intermarried or married in, or they, you know, they have mixed marriages, i.e. between Shia and Sunnis. And the other worrying thing is, like, there have been a lot of people who have lost their jobs. They've been dismissed from their jobs. And the government is saying that they were absent from their work for a lot of days when they were protesting, and therefore they were dismissed. But a lot of other people, for example, see this as a kind of like a retaliation against people who took part in the protests. But we have, I mean, we also talk to the government. We have always had cooperation from the government, and we want to keep those channels of communications open with the government as well. And we try to work with all sides and with the, you know, the civil society as well. It is very, very challenging because it is so tense, and everybody is basically immersed in that, you know, religious identity is so important here, and this thing, this polarization of the society is actually going so strong that it's quite worrying. It's very worrying, actually.
Saeed Boumedouha of Amnesty International, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you. Yeah.